agree.
I think they're pretty accurate in that. I thought the first period we were really good. I thought the scoring chances were double. The shot attempts were double. You know, we were down a puck and in the second period. I didn't think we played really great, but they didn't have a lot, and they got the second puck in, and then, you know, we were sort of chasing the game the rest of the way, and I thought, you know, we had some great, great A chances, and, you know, chances were double tonight, and like we had some quality chances, hit a couple posts, and, you know, we just couldn't get a puck by Pavlik, so we have to make it a little even more difficult for him, and we weren't able to, and, you know, he was good tonight. Good to be lucky to be good, you know, and tonight he had a little bit of that both going today.
They blocked a lot of shots, so over the course of the night, how much of that was desperation? How much was you guys maybe not?
Well, I think a little bit of both. There's times, you know, you could break every shot down. They had a lot of desperation in the game. I full marks for the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from them. They played hard. I thought their top line was tremendous. The Scheifele line was really, really big for them. And I thought they had lots of commitment all over the ice. When they had to block a shot, they did. When they had to, you know, box out and defend, they did. And, you know, sometimes it's not always pretty. They got it done. So full marks from the goaltending out. They played hard, and I thought we did too. I thought we deserved at least a point out of this one for sure. You know, they're going good. They're a good hockey team. They're well coached, and they got some good character over there.
Tough bounce for you guys on that first goal, and then the second one just seemed like a tough shift all around.
Yeah, it was a tough shift. The second one, you know, we got hemmed in our end, and we turned our back on the puck a little bit. And the first one was, you know, everybody was pretty well in pretty good shape, and it just sort of, that's hockey. You throw a puck and it hits a skate, and you look down for a minute, it squeezes through your legs, and it goes to someone back door, and it's in the net. And you know, that's by getting pucks to the net, sometimes good things happen, and they did. And I thought we had a really good push. I mean, the last 5 minutes, we hit a post, we had a real good look, we did lots of good things, but not enough. We didn't win a hockey game.
Skated together this season before Lats came back from injury.
Yeah, Lats, that line was really good today. I thought they dominated every time they were out there. They were in the other team's end. They were hard to play against. They were creating turnovers. They were doing a few of those things. So, you know, last two nights, the last two games anyways, they've been really good. They're all working. And Lats, you miss that. You know, when Lats was out, you miss that playmaking guy. You don't realize how good of a playmaker he is in the middle. And I thought Brooks and Willie, they created stuff. They drew penalties because of their hard work. They created chances. A real good night for that line.
A couple guys in the room talk about the importance of not letting the game mentality slip away over these next couple of days.
Absolutely. I think we did last time. And as I said to the guys, the thing that I liked about our game is that, you know, We had a really good first, and this is a real tough building. I mean, the crowd is right into it, and I thought we did a good job in the first period taking the crowd out of it. It's pretty quiet for what I know, seeing them on TV and being here in the past, and we did a really good job of that and outchanced them by a pretty substantial margin. The number of shot attempts were double, and really I think they only had nine chances five on five, and We were hovering around close to the 20 mark than the 10 mark. So we created a lot, but you know, at the end of the game, there's only one stat that really matters, and it's the scoreboard. And they won.
It's the last real stretch. Is there anything that you guys have? Anything you want in particular you're focused on?
I think it's going to be a little bit of training camp for us, and in a sense of let's just reevaluate every part of our game and think about things that are going to happen, and we have to get the playoffs. That's number one. That's why we can't. Our game values and our competitive values that we have are all those things that make us a good hockey team. We just got to carry those forward. We got to get in the playoffs. We're not there yet. We're pretty close. I think we'll run off three or four more wins here, and I think we'll get in. And I think in the East, just as the West, whoever gets in, it's a new season. And just as I know in the West, a lot of teams don't want to play the Winnipeg Jets and the LA Kings and teams that are hovering in that the same place we are in Minnesota. I think if we get in, there's a lot of teams that don't want to play us.
Is
going
to keep Schmidt around in the next couple of days?
We'll have to reevaluate that. Quite frankly, we'll get back and then we'll assess that probably tonight or tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
with the way the playoff race is going right now, how often are the coaches and players checking the standings? Because it's obviously changing.
Every day. And if they say they're not, they're lying. It sucks you in. You have to. You want to know. I mean, we come in after a game, and what's the score? So you check your phone, you watch Hockey Night in Canada, whatever. You're looking for stuff. It's a great time of year. It's a great time to be a player. It's a great time to be a fan, a great time to be a coach. Not only in our sport, but there's a number of different sports that are going pretty good right now. But it gets fun this time of year. I mean, I know Winnipeg's in a dogfight. I was in Nashville for a long time, and we've been in that position many a times. And what it does is it's hard. But it makes you harder, and it makes you ready for the playoffs if you get there. And a lot of teams that maybe had a little bit of breathing room, they don't want to play teams that had to fight their way in because they were already in playoff mode for a while. And that's the great thing. The fans, keep it up. You guys are seventh man. I've seen it on TV. I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping you guys a little bit quiet tonight, but we weren't able to hit the back of the net on Pavlik, and he's... He was in the zone today.
Thanks, Coach.